and welcome everyone wherever you are in the world. My name's Humphrey Hawksley and I'm your host in this first ever Goals to Podcast, where we talk to authors about their lives, about their travel, about their adventures and about their struggles. And I'm here with my co-host, Lucinda Hawksley. We are not related, we don't think. And we're going to talk about how the Inside Story Book Club, Purpose, Passion and Grit, the interviews we've had, have developed over the past 2 years. Because 2 years ago, Lucinda, what did we think Goalster was?
I'm just going to say we are related.
Are we related? You never told me that.
We are very distantly related as far as we know.
We are related.
We're distant cousins.
They're distant cousins.
But I think
and that,
the distance
that is why Goals are so exciting. Is that right?
We have been interviewing authors for the last couple of years. We've got lots of great interviews and we thought we want to bring these out to the rest of the world, didn't we, Humphrey? We thought we want everyone to know about Goalster.
We've got their adventures, their lives, their struggles, their successes, how they get published, what it's like being a number one bestseller. We've had that whole range of authors. And where did you think we would be, Lucinda, when we started those 2 years ago?
I wasn't sure if it was going to make it beyond the pandemic. And look at us now, months after lockdowns have ended. And here we are with loads of great authors always wanting to talk to us and members who are desperate to hear their stories. And what I love as well is how much they give writing tips, which is fantastic. So we talk to all these great authors and then all the members get the chance to go away and scribble it down and come up with their own great works.
So what do you reckon, 2 years?
Well, we started in October 2020.
Good God.
Of course, it was during the
COVID
lockdown period and everybody needing online things.
Yeah.
And so we started, what was it, once a month?
Yes.
I chose a book
yes.
and we all read it together and discussed it.
Yes.
And from that, it has grown to twice weekly plus special events.
Yeah.
And the brilliant thing is, of course, that now we interview authors. Yes, we still discuss one book a month.
Yeah.
But you and I interview authors every week, two authors a week. It's extraordinary how it's grown in 2 years and how much the authors get out of it as well as us.
I find it completely fascinating because Goalster came from nothing and no author that I've ever approached has turned me down. They all love doing it. And what I find really interesting is that, okay, you've got a crime book or you've got a travel book or you've got a current affairs book, but each of the people that have written those has got their own story.
Absolutely. You think by now, I was thinking, oh, you know, after a while, I'm going to be asking the same questions and it's going to have become formulaic, but not at all, because every author's journey is so different.
Yeah.
And their own interests are so different. So you start talking to them about their books and then it takes you down this wonderful little kind of side road of their interests and things that they've done and other authors that they've met and advice they've been given.
Yeah.
And it's never become formulaic. That's what I love about it.
When we were first asked to do it, what I thought was great is that you had lockdown so that you either had somebody living alone that couldn't see anybody else, or you had families that were sort of at each cabin fever really setting in there. And we were putting for an hour somebody completely outside their lives who was taking them to a world they didn't know. So when I remember when we did Justin Morosi, Islamic Empires, we went on a wonderful trip. And not the politics, but the history of going from Spain to Turkey to Morocco and just bringing people into there. And I thought, wow, you know, this is fantastic.
And when you get someone's favourite author on there and suddenly the chat goes mad and they're asking all these questions. I remember the first time Ellie Griffiths came on and she's been absolutely lovely and come back a second time. And people were so into her books and they wanted to know about all the characters. And there they are typing it into the chat, feeling as if they're having this really close chat, which they were.
They
the opportunity to ask her questions that they've thought when they're reading their books. And what I love is how much the authors respond to that, because to everybody who's watching it, they might be some really grand author up there, but to the author themselves, they're sitting in their room writing.
Alone.
Alone, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, think about an author.
So there they are sitting there in their room alone, writing books and being so happy that people want to read them. And then people are asking them questions about their characters and their mind processes and would this have happened and would that have happened? It's fantastic.
You know from being an author yourself that you can be sitting there writing your book, talking only to yourself, and then you go outside of that and nobody has the slightest bit interested in what you're doing. So you can say, how's your day been? Oh, I've been writing about Lizzie Siddle. and they glaze over, you know.
Absolutely. I remember having that conversation when I was out with a group of friends when I was writing that biography, and I was kind of really caught up in the moment of something, and one of my friends asked, you know, what I was thinking about, and I told her, I said, oh, it's quite frustrating, this has happened. And there was this general sigh, and I looked around, and all my friends said, we really don't care, it's the 21st century. And I thought, yeah, okay, that's true, I'm really obsessing about something in the 19th century. But you get into a book discussion, and suddenly there's all these people who do care, and they want to know more about it, and they're asking you questions, and it's fantastic. And I love when we get an author on that we can ask them these kind of questions and seeing their reactions. I mean, Joanne Harris talking about all her books, you know, such a wonderful wealth of books that she's written, from Chocolat, which everybody knows from the film, as well as the novel, right up through her detective fiction and her, you know, more recent books. And then people are able to ask her about any of them. It doesn't have to be the latest title.
Yeah, directly. I mean, that's the, it's the interactive side. And what I like doing, and you do it a bit, is that we had, say, Muir Gray, and he's got these great books, Sod 60 and Sod 70, like, I'm not getting old, I'm just going to keep on. And he is he's of a certain era. And so when we interviewed him, I said, guess what music Muir likes and what music do you like? And it flowed in there, because this is, I think he's the same age as Mick Jagger, right? So you've got Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, you've got all that great music from that thing. And the chat was completely full of it. You couldn't hold people back.
No, because the Goldstone members love the fact that they can really engage with people and also with each other. Yes. So we've had some wonderful chats when we have the book of the month.
Yes.
And there isn't another author there, and the guests are unmuted and they can just talk. Yeah. All the Goldstone members can just chat. And it's amazing how they get to know each other and how they're forming friendships with other people, you know, other members they've never actually met in person, but they're all kind of communicating via the chat and then talking openly during the Book of the Month. It's wonderful.
Didn't you have a member come and see you in one of your live things recently?
Yes, I did. And it was fantastic. I'd been doing Book of the Month that day.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion, and she's a member who's wonderful. She's always very vocal, and she always joins in and reads all the books, which is fantastic. Yeah. And then that night, I was down in Bournemouth on the south coast at an art gallery giving a talk about Dickens and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I thought this woman looked a little bit familiar, and I kind of smiled, and she said, hi, I was there this lunchtime. I was, wow. And she said, everyone looks different off Zoom. And she brought some friends along, and she was telling them all about Goldster. And it was fantastic to think that I'm actually meeting people who I meet on Goldster purely online in real life, now that events are happening again, now that we're not in lockdown anymore and we can all start doing live events again. And what's so wonderful is that people enjoy doing both now, because I was worried that when we started to come out of all the pandemic
restrictions, the whole thing would go down. But actually, it's increased, hasn't it?
It has, because I think people have got used to the fact that it's great to be able to do these online things. I mean, I attend a lot of online events still.
Yeah.
Online lectures are fantastic. You can hear people speak who you would never have managed to get to, you know, from your own hometown.
Yeah.
But then also, we've now got the live events as well. So it's been really great when people are able to do both. And quite often I've had authors come on who've said, oh, you know, next week I'm going to be speaking in Cambridge, or I'm going to be up in Glasgow. Yeah. And somebody will pipe up in the chat, oh, where is that? What time? Oh, I'm going to be there.
Yes.
And, you know, they're really engaging on screen in Goldstone and also off screen.
When I first started, we didn't quite know what we were doing, like with anything. And we thought crime, we thought romance, we thought, but actually we have this vast array of stuff we're doing, from healthy aging, where we've had people like Muir Gray and Maggie Piggott and Linda Shaw, the neuroscientist, doing that. And then we've had, as I said, Justin Morozzi, Perry Karner, and people like that, talking about the world that we live in, or the history of the world. We've got the science, we've got nature, and then we've got the crime, which is, you know, people love
they
crime.
They do. It's
the
always
Agatha
their favorite.
Christie month that we had.
That was so brilliant. That was just an idea, wasn't it?
We came up with
Adam, our producer, and we just thought, oh, well, let's try a themed month. And
yes.
I'm a big Agatha Christie fan. I thought, let's try it. And we've got some wonderful people. I mean, we had Ellie Griffiths come back. We had Martin Edwards.
Yeah.
All sorts of superb people. David Braun coming on to talk about
On the Marple thing. And then we had Vivian Kinross telling us about the history of the Nile, which wasn't really, you know, Death on the Nile, of course, but he told us where Agatha Christie sat in the Middle East, and her husband was an archaeologist, went to the Middle East a lot, and the era in which she wrote.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic, because when you have a theme like that, you can really go off at a tangent. So, for example, we had Dr. Catherine Harkup, who's a scientist, talking about the poisons of Agatha Christie.
Yes,
so it's just fantastic to be able to take that month and kind of run with it. And, of course, it was an experiment for us. It was our first Golster-themed month.
Yes.
And what was wonderful, when we had a chat with the members afterwards, they really loved it. They want more themed months. Mm. And there was me thinking, maybe it's just my obsession about Agatha Christie. They're all going to be sick of it by the end of the month. Yeah. And actually, they were loving it and asking for more. So it's great to be able to bring in authors, some of them really famous, like Ian Rankin, but also authors who've just published their first novel. I remember one of our earliest guests was a woman called Molly Gartland, who just published her first novel, The Girl from the Hermitage. The response was fantastic. We read it as Book of the Month, and then they asked her to come on and speak. And it was fantastic to think we're getting these huge, huge names like Adele Parks, Ian Rankin, Joanne Harris. And then we've got people who've just written their first novel.
Yeah.
And I love that as an author myself, and as you are, knowing that we can bring loads of other authors in. Because when you look at marketing on the Tube or in magazines, it's always the same few people. And you'd think there's really only a few big authors at all. But actually, we know from being members of the Society of Authors and going to all sorts of author parties and things, just how many thousands of authors there are out there whose works are excellent. They just might not have the marketing budget.
And how it works, so talking about the marketing budget, I had James Rizzone on from somewhere in Florida. And I bumped into him in through a military thrillers group, actually. But he and his wife, husband and wife team, have become bestsellers by self-publishing and by spending a lot of money on advertising and getting a lot of money back. And I got to know him quite well as we were chatting about that. So what we managed to do there was to show those goals to people that wanted to do it, how to do it.
You know,
if you don't give up, the great thing, if you talk to, any of the best-selling, they've all been down there, trying to get published. And the thing is, don't give up. Keep doing at it. And now, because of the technology and everything, there are different, many, many different ways to do it. But what is your favourite genre of book, Lucinda?
Oh, it's so hard to tell. I mean, I do love talking to fellow biographers because it's so fascinating.
Okay,
But, I am a real crime buff as well. So
really?
As long as it's not too gory. So I think we've done it quite well, organically. You tend to take the kind of harder-hitting thrillers, and I get the more cozy end or the more kind of, the kind of ones where you've got to really think about it, the more cerebral crime ones. And I think whatever we've done in the crime genre, anywhere from cozy crime right up to really hard-hitting thrillers, the audience just love it.
Yes, and that cozy crime is quite a controversial phrase, because Agatha Christie is not cozy, is she?
Well, it depends, because people label Agatha Christie, they label Ellie Griffiths as cozy crime. We had quite a chat about that, the fact that she's like, what is cozy about murder?
Yeah.
There's now this new genre, people like Richard Osman, we did one of his books, Book of the Month.
Yeah.
And, but it's just, really, what is cozy? I mean, it's, I think, not so much blood and guts. And with a nod to the Golden Age. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Golden Age crime. So we recently had the Goldster writing competition with David Marks doing his creative writing course. And Martin Edwards, so generous with his time. I mean, he's come on a couple of times as an interviewee, and then he was really happy to work with Goldster members. That was all about cozy crime.
Now, where would you like to see are we still calling it the book club? Because it's more than that. It's interviews with interesting people who happen to have written books.
I agree. I mean, book club, I love the idea of a book club because it's such kind of wonderful community. Mm. But I think people have this idea that if it's a book club, you just have to read a book and talk about it. And actually, everyone I know who goes to a book club just says, you never discuss the book. You just kind of drink wine and chat about life. Whereas I think this has become so much more. I mean, I love the fact that we called it from the very beginning Inside Story because it's not just about the latest bestsellers. It's, as you say, individual authors who've got such great stories. Mm. And we have such a spectra of people coming in. We've had healthcare professionals who've written books. We've had explorers who've written books, travel writers who've written books. So perhaps when people think about a book club, they think perhaps a novel. It always has to be a novel. Always has to be fiction. And of course, we've got fiction, non-fiction. We've got some self-help books. Really traditionally published, self-published.
And self-help sort of is one that's got a stigma to it, but I remember Lena Sisko, who was a former FBI interrogator.
Yes,
she might have been a military interrogator. Anyway, she'd written a book, but So she had interrogated people at Guantanamo Bay and during the Iraq War and all that sort of thing. But her self-help book was How to Read Your Friends. Who's lying to you? I thought, yeah, this is great. So we all, I need to look at you now and see whether you're lying to me. And Lena Sisko's book will help me gauge that.
And we've also had people like Sasha Bates, who is a grief therapist.
Yep.
And she's amazing. And she's a very good author. And she's written a couple of books about how to deal with grief, because she herself has been through it as well as working as a grief counsellor. Those kind of things are so important. I think, as you say, self-help can be dismissed, but actually how important those books are. And all the things about healthy ageing. I mean, yes, we all want to age healthily. We are an ageing
and joyfully,
population.
According to Maggie Piggott.
Yes, exactly. Don't forget the joy. But we've got really fascinating historical books, and then we've got some really fun, very ultra-modern books. And I love the fact that with Book of the Month, we've gone between classics and the very latest releases, as well as books that maybe were out a few years ago that people might have forgotten about.
And didn't we, when we were talking amongst ourselves, and I suppose it shouldn't be public, but it could, we might as well make it public now, is that we said in order to get people to read the books, let's make it a thin book that people have heard of. And with the Breakfast at Tiffany's, with Audrey Hepburn in the film, Truman Capote, it came out of one of the members saying, how do I get my 16-year-old to read?
Yes.
And we remember that discussion?
Yeah.
We thought, yeah, well, if you have a film that's a compelling film with a beautiful actress in Audrey Hepburn and a thin book that's easily accessible, do them both. And then you can talk about the movie and the book and how they're different and which is better and everything. And you can get a family conversation.
But we have also proved it doesn't have to be thin books. So, for example, Where the Crawdads Sing, and The Dictionary of Lost Words.
How many pages does Crawdads Sing?
Oh, I don't know, but it's nothing like as slim as Breakfast at Tiffany's. And Dictionary of Lost Words is a really substantial read. And they loved it. They loved it.
Yeah.
And the same with Hamlet. No, wonderful book.
Yes.
And they really got into it. The discussion was fantastic. So that's what I really learned from the Goldster members is they want something to get their teeth into. Yeah. You know, we've done Jane Austen.
Yes.
And we've done right up to the Reverend Richard Coles. You know, we've done some really disparate books.
So where would you like Goldster to be 2 years from now?
I'd like the community to continue. What I love is how I've got to know some of the people. And the fact that they've got to know each other and that new people come in all the time. I love the fact that I was recently part of a WhatsApp group with a group of authors, and one of them was writing about having been asked to go on Goldster and recommending someone else. And I thought, I'm going to keep quite quiet here because it was one of your guests. And she was saying, oh, it's such a wonderful thing. And I thought, well, I've actually had a couple of these people on, but I haven't asked all of them yet. Yeah. But I thought, this is fantastic. I'm just seeing these texts coming into the WhatsApp group talking about Goldster. Which, you know, a year ago, nobody knew what it was. And here are authors getting a real buzz about how much fun they had appearing on it. And you know, I recently interviewed Adele Parks. She's one of the top
sellers
in Britain.
Fantastic interview that was.
Thank you. She was lovely. And at the end, she said to me, she texted me and she said, I really meant it. I'd love to come back on. And I thought, that's what I like about Goldster is the authors who come on love it as well.
Yeah.
They're not just doing us a favour as a fellow author. Yeah. They actively enjoy it. They get to engage with their readers and to engage with readers from all over the country. You know, going to a literary festival is wonderful, but you're going to get a specific demographic of people who can physically get there, afford a ticket, you know, happen to probably live nearby. Mm. When you're doing something online, you're engaging with people from all over.
Yeah.
And that's what's so fantastic. So I'd just like to see Goldster getting the same calibre of authors and continuing to do not just the massive sellers, but the people who deserve to be massive sellers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sort of, so that we can build up a new author and get that recognised, or a new genre.
Absolutely.
Like Goldster can create or a genre like The Garn Girl or The Da Vinci Code or something like that. We will get. And which would be the author that you would most like to interview, apart from the ones that you've interviewed now?
Well, probably Amor Towles.
Oh.
The man who wrote Gentleman in Moscow. I mean, that was one of our first Book of the Months.
Yes.
And Everybody loved it.
It was brilliant. Yeah. And that wasn't a thin book either, was it?
No, it's not a thin book. My goodness, they loved it. And the number of people who were writing, thank you for introducing me to this wonderful book. Yes. I mean, it was it just kept coming into the chat. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't have... Because a lot of people, although they are unmuted and they can speak in those, there's still people who are quite shy, particularly early on when Zoom was a new thing. Mm. And there were people just writing reams. I had to keep reading out from the chat so that everyone could hear it, saying, this person loves it. And then someone else would chime up and say, oh, I loved it too. And then someone else would type something in, and then someone else would speak. People just loved that book. Yeah. It took them into a whole other world. There's so many authors I'd love to interview.
You said you were, but I was just
Who would yours be?
Well, but as you were saying that, I was just thinking, just show that sort of wide range we had. One of my funnest interviews was with Helen McGinn, who wrote the Knackered Mother's Wine Guide. I thought, you know, this is the range we're doing. So if you're a Goldstone member, you're not quite sure what, well, you know, because you can see, but you're going to have the Gentleman in Moscow, and then you're going to have the Knackered Mother's Wine Guide.
And when we've asked the members, they've said they absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So one minute you've got something really frivolous and fun, the next minute you've got something that's quite heartbreaking.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter, because that's the whole point with books, is they can take you from one world to another, and there's different times in your life when you just want something different.
Yes, I would like to do George Orwell, Leo Tolstoy, and Charles Dickens. I would like to do.
Would you interview Charles Dickens, or would I interview Charles?
I will
Dickens?
Interview Charles Dickens. I'm interviewing his great 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 granddaughter at the moment, or we're having a conversation. But I'd like to do him in person.
Okay. Well, I'm going to interview Jane Austen then.
Okay.
But can I be there when you interview Dickens?
Yeah, of course you can, but you can't interrupt.
Okay. Well, that's really hard.
And that's it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Lucinda, talking about that array of upheavals, struggles, successes, victories, defeats, unpredictability that we've got from that array of authors and interviews that we're going to be bringing to you. I tell you, when I first thought about doing these podcasts, I looked at what we had, and what a treasure trove indeed we have. To find out more, go to www.golster.co.uk. It's on the website. The book club has its special section there. And our first podcast is going to be with you very soon. Lucinda, any last thoughts?
Well, just let's keep doing what we've been doing, and keep getting great authors in, keep getting great questions from the members. And if you love books, if you love reading, if you're interested in the psychology of writing, come along and listen to our podcasts.
And if you're interested in life, if you're interested in curiosity, if you're interested in getting involved, go Goldster.
Go Goldster. It's all about healthy aging.
Thank you for listening. Find out our vast range on www.goldster.co.uk. This podcast is one of many strands, which includes nutrition, yoga, art, singing, languages, brain power, love, and many, many others, more than 300, all from the comfort of your home. If you like what you see and hear, please press that big subscribe button and tell your friends, family, colleagues, community, and yes, your enemies too, about what Goldster does. Spread the word about our incredible range of guests and subjects. And until next time, goodbye from all of us at Goldster.